And Mr. Chairman, several of my questions have already been covered, but Ms. Martin, didn't you go to Arizona with Diana McWilliams and PCG prior to the audit?
Mr. Chair, Senator Papin, yes, that's correct. I did, at HSD's request, go to Arizona.
And so, Mr. Chairman, if this has not been filed and nothing was really done at that point, and the audit hadn't even been done, can you tell me why you went to Arizona to already start contracting with providers to take over our providers before the audit was even done, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chair, Senator Papin, contingency planning. At that point, Optum was aware that there were several severe billing irregularities. We had passed that information on to the state, which was a contractual requirement. In addition, what we had passed on to the state, some whistleblower activity, questions concerning some business relationships outside of our purview of investigation. If a further investigation was warranted, at that time, when we were in Arizona, we were looking for providers to help with technical assistance. There's only so much Optum can do without wading into conflict of interest. We can coach a provider on how to bring a claim into the system and how those claims might match our system. To provide any additional effort, such as how to bill, what definition do you bill under, the time constraint, we're in a position then of paying as well as managing a provider. We can't do that. Our trip in November was to look at, knowing that technical assistance would be the bare minimum of what would probably be required for one, if not more, we wanted to look at providers of like size, like service array, high quality standards that may be able to assist the New Mexico providers in getting up to a standard that we would expect.
And so, Mr. Chairman, PCG, who was going to do the audit, you don't think that's a conflict of interest of someone who's going to do an audit going ahead of doing the audit and contacting providers? It would seem to me that that's a conflict of interest, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Papin, again, HSD extended the invitations. We were there to assess, again, technical assistance for the providers in New Mexico. I can't answer that question.
Well, Mr. Chairman, according to some of the providers, they were contacted about coming in and taking over, Mr. Chairman, because I've spoken to at least one of them. So I just, and the other thing I'd like to ask you, Ms. Martin, is I know several of, and I recently, the Attorney General has said that the people in Alamogordo have no, he finds no fraud. He finds some billing irregularities or billing mistakes, I guess. So it seems to me we have put all of these providers out of business, Mr. Chairman. We brought in five, we put out New Mexico businesses out of business. We brought in five Arizona companies to take them over, not to give them assistance, but to take them over. And now we're having one of them that they're saying there is no, he's finding no fraud there. And we've had one Presbyterian who has come up and paid $4 million so that they can start being paid. Many of these providers, Mr. Chairman, were providing services and were required to provide services while they were not even being paid.